Uh-oh, Kevin, here comes that meteor again, trying to blow up the Earth.
Well, it worked last time when we listened to the episode of Brackets. Let's just do that.
Well, hey, let's do it again. Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm your co-host, Matt.
And I am Kevin.
This is Brackets. Let's get started.
This week on the show, we have something. Last week we had something nerdy. This week we're following the trend. We're doing something nerdy again.
Equally as nerdy.
Kevin's top 10 anime shows, TV shows. Ooh. Anime TV shows. Yes. So nice. Hopefully you like anime. Here's the thing. If you don't like anime, these are my full recommendations. And yeah, if you do like anime, don't get offended.
Okay. Are you a subs or dubs guy?
I am a dubs guy. It is very frowned upon in the anime fandom, but I don't give a crap. I prefer dubs.
Yeah.
Unless something's like really, really interesting, I'm gonna dub it. But people are like, oh no, you have to listen to it subbed. It's how it's meant to be. And I'm like, yeah, I'd rather not read a book. Like, I'm watching a show because I want to watch a show, not read a book. But I do keep the subs on.
Oh, okay. Nice.
What's funny is that sometimes in anime, the subs do not match the English dub ever.
That's funny. That's really funny.
It's always like super similar, but not actually what they're saying.
Yeah, I wonder if it's them translating. I mean, it must be them translating it to English. That always kind of blew my mind, was like how not only that we speak differently, but like we understand things differently because of how, you know, because of the language.
It's so crazy. Yeah, I wish I knew another language so I could understand that more, but I'm just a big old dummy.
Like, Italian, nobody ever says like, hey, look at that over there. They say, hey, look at this thing. They say, look at this instead of look at that. Like, it's just a very simple little thing, but there's just not a word for that. Like, when they say, hey, look at this thing, and they're, like, pointing at it, then you know it's like, hey, look at that thing over there.
Yeah, but how do they say, that fat cat is Matt?
They say, ba-ba-da-boop-y.
This fat cat is Matt.
I don't remember much Italian.
All right, you need to work on your Italian again, buddy.
Yes, step one, work on Italian. Step two, rocket to
go
success.
To the update. Cue that update music.
Let's do it, baby. Kevin, way to keep this boat a rocking. Way to keep this thing on rails here.
It's kind of my job. I double as
what
the
else
producer.
Do we get paid for, baby?
That's what I'm. They don't pay me nothing for nothing.
That sounded like a dad joke.
It was a dad joke.
Okay.
I'm full of dad jokes. I'm not even a dad yet. Okay, I call them my uncle jokes, but let's face it, they're dad jokes masked.
Dad jokes plus.
Dad jokes plus. All right, we have joint news.
Yes, we have joint news.
Oh my gosh, that's ironic because last weekend was 420.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we went to Chicago. We talked about it. Yeah, that was, oh man, that was a blast. It's just, it's hard to, like, when a weekend comes up like that, it's hard to portray
it. Sum
it
up in words.
Articulate it. Yeah. But
we're just guys being dudes.
Yeah, just kind of a dudes weekend, and like, it was all cool dudes.
I was really hoping you would get
like
that Vine reference.
Oh, nope. I'm not a big Vine head, actually.
What?
Yeah, I know. We were watching some Vines at the hotel this last weekend. I had never seen any of them.
What? And you didn't find them absolutely hilarious?
No, they were funny. They were very funny. I was laughing.
Okay. I've been on a Vine kick ever since. I've just been watching a ton of Vines.
Nice. Is Vine still a thing?
No. Actually. Okay.
Didn't
Instagram
Twitter buy
bought
them?
Vine. No, oh. Instagram did.
Oh, okay. So basically,
which is just crazy.
Yeah, Instagram's just sucking it all up.
Right. Well, here's the thing. How come there hasn't... I bet they have some sort of legal patent on, like, 7-second videos or something like that.
Because for Snapchat,
why hasn't another, like, Vine popped up, you know?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, I always thought Vine was cool. Like, I'm kind of surprised it didn't get... Or it didn't last longer. It did. It got pretty popular.
It did. It got super big, and before it got too big, Instagram was like, heck no, we don't want competition. They bought it. Right. And instead of, like, just keeping it, they just got rid of it, which is crazy.
That is pretty
wild. People are talking about Vine, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it seems like people, like, even miss it. Like, people missed having it and doing it and everything. And it even, like, it made a couple people famous. Like, I don't know.
So many. Yeah, oh, my God. There's a ton of comedians who are still famous because of it.
Oh, really? That's cool.
And Vine compilations are definitely a thing.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube is riddled with Vine compilations.
Yeah, they're still a thing even after all this time. But anyways, we were talking about Chicago. I don't know how we got off on Vine.
We don't have Tangent Tuesdays anymore, so it's easy to just
we
got to
have
on
the Rails Friday. So yeah, we Chicago. Went to paintball in Chicago.
Oh, I'm all bruised up. I have so many bruises.
Man, that was so much fun. That was even
more
fun.
My legs are finally not sore from all the running we did.
I know. Me too. It's kind of like embarrassing. Like it doesn't seem like we ran that much, but I mean, we played for like 2 hours and like it wasn't the full 2 hours. We didn't play for 2 hours. We had like intermittent plays in 2 hours. But
breaks in
the fact that you like are like crouching and hiding and then just sprinting as fast as you can into the next area. And they were like decent sized maps. They weren't huge or anything, but
oh, they're big though. The last
they were
one was
big,
humongous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well,
so
I mean,
cool.
They had,
the very last paintball game.
Oh, that was so much fun. Yeah, they had, like, full-size cars and buses, and, like, they had this plane that was crashed into the ground. Like, it was cool.
Super cool. Yeah. Everything was riddled with paint. You know the guy told me they power washed that place once a week?
Once a week?
And it still was just completely covered in
Whoa,
paint.
Oh, that was, like, five layers of, like, a paintball war. That was that's crazy. Man,
they
like,
just make. I bet they make so much money off the paintballs alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Well, how much they were? Holy crap! They were expensive. But they had an.
It's
exact
called Paintball
replica.
Explosion in Chicago.
Oh, nice. Yeah, they had an exact replica of Nuketown from Call of Duty. But yeah, that was pretty insanely cool.
Yeah, very cool.
I don't know. I had a blast.
We had a party bus.
We had a party bus. Yes, that was cool.
We went bar hopping. Kids don't drink if you're 21 and over. Yeah, bar hopping is so cool.
Yeah, bar hopping was fun. Especially that party bus was very bizarre. It was a huge party bus with like 7 dudes. All this.
Yeah. All right.
Just dancing around.
I felt awkward like dancing in it because it's like just a bunch of dudes and. And dance music.
It was like a legit party bus. It was like a nightclub in there.
Oh, so cool. Yeah, very cool party
bus. And then
bus.
We ended up like just staying in the bars most of the time anyways.
Right.
But it was fun. It was fun. It was cool like having a chauffeur go take you around town. That was fun.
Oh, very cool. Yeah.
We went to Old Navy in Chicago.
Oh my gosh, they had an amazing sale this
weekend. Yeah, that was pretty. That's the only reason I wanted to bring it up.
Half off sale. I bought so
I'm
much
sure,
clothes. It was insane.
I'm
I
sure,
could not
yeah.
help myself.
I'm sure it happens all the time in Old Navy's, like half off sales. It seems like it's. I don't know because it seemed like a common thing. Like nobody was really that excited, and there was
I,
no
I don't
like,
know,
special because
everybody we were with was quite excited about.
Right?
It.
Yeah, all the outsiders.
The outsiders.
Yeah, it was a three story Old Navy. Never seen that before.
Very cool. It was an old Navy.
It was the original Old Navy.
The it's called the Navy.
Yeah. I've been trying to crack. I've been working with Google Ads a lot. Trying
cool.
to market online.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it can be very frustrating.
How's that paying out for you?
Not well so far, but I'm still learning.
Yeah, but you're learning.
Yeah. You know, you don't target the right people in that kind of stuff, and you know, you just you wasting money or you're wasting clicks because, you know, you need the right people to.
You gotta know your demographic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. I walked dogs for money for the first time ever.
Whoa,
the
dude,
Thursday
that's cool.
before we went to Chicago. It was so cool, man.
That's
I
awesome.
Loved it. I'll talk more about that later.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to see Endgame tomorrow.
Ooh,
I know this is they, we're recording this on Wednesday. I'm going to see Endgame Thursday, and then Friday's when this episode comes out. So when you hear this, I'll have already saw Endgame and am finally pleased. I don't know.
Yeah,
hopefully
right.
Endgame's really good.
Finally concluded.
Concluded, yes. It's not going to conclude it, though, because the Marvel Cinematic Universe is just going to continue.
Right. As long as they're making money.
Right. They will not stop. And I will watch every single one of them because I love it.
Have you seen the trailer for the new Joker movie?
Oh, it looks so great.
Yeah. I thought it looked pretty good.
Joaquin Phoenix.
I'm hoping for the best.
It's got like this independent movie maker feel.
Yeah, right.
He looks creepy, and there's like a lot of mystery to what's going on in the movie. So,
right.
Looks very cool.
Seems like he can pull it off, if anybody can.
Right.
Of course, I said that about Jared Leto, too.
Right. Oh, my gosh. I regret saying that. Well, I wish Jared Leto would have got his own Joker movie and not be a little side character in the.
Right.
The Suicide Squad movie.
I kind of just thought it was a lot more than just his acting that was bad about that role, you know?
Right.
There's a lot more involved.
Well, they're going for, like, the modern gangster versus, like, a classic-style gangster.
Right.
You know? Which I thought was an interesting take on it. He just didn't get enough light. I thought his laugh was pretty unique.
It was very
unique,
His little Joker laugh. Yeah, they just didn't put much effort into the character in general. Like, you know, you could just kind of tell.
Right. I'm getting closer and closer to my wedding day.
Oh, baby.
When this episode comes out, it'll be literally a week from my wedding day.
Wow. Oh, my gosh, dude. So,
how cold
are your feet?
They're pretty warm. I mean, I'm wearing socks. It's been nice out lately.
Nice. Very cool.
Been watching the newest season of Game of Thrones?
Mm.
Huh? I'm all caught up, man.
Yeah. Don't care.
You don't care at all.
I'm just kidding. No,
all
that's
my
cool.
Game of Thrones people, where you at?
I think I'm the only person on the planet that doesn't watch Game of Thrones.
That's okay. You do your own thing. You also don't watch any of these anime I'm about to tell you about.
Nope. I've seen one of them.
Oh, really?
Oh, you know which one.
I know which one. In college, you binge watched all
of them. That's right.
More on that later.
More on that later.
I wanted to talk more about Game of Thrones, but spoilers, man. Spoilers, man.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You gotta be nice to those people who want to wait until every episode is on HBO so they can only pay for 1 month of it.
Did I tell you?
Pay for 1 month of it.
Did I tell you one time I was getting my hair cut and the two people who were cutting my hair were talking to each other and they were saying how much they love spoilers.
What?
Yeah.
What type of horrible
it was the most bizarre conversation.
You letting cut your hair?
Yeah, they like continued to spoil The Walking Dead.
What? Well, that's okay. Walking Dead's not that interesting. I completely stopped watching The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
and,
you know, they
have like record low views and stuff.
Yeah, it seems like it's kind of a dying thing now.
It's dying out. Yep. How do you get rid of the main character like that?
Oh, I didn't even know they did.
Oh, spoilers!
That's okay. I probably wasn't gonna.
It's
watch
okay.
It.
It's dying anyway. I suggest the first season of Walking Dead, and then you can continue from there if you liked it, and if you didn't. Stop watching it. Why are you even watching it?
Yeah, right. Get out of there. What are you doing?
Get out of there. What are you doing?
I think I watched till season 6, and then I was done.
Oh, season 6. Wow.
So I watched for a while.
You got pretty far then.
Yeah. Well, all right.
You're not missing out on much on the other ones.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Let's take a break.
Bam! And we're back.
Whoa.
Hey, welcome back.
Why'd you let out play guitar? That was pretty sweet when you jumped in midair and played one chord right when we came back from break.
It's what I specialize in, Matt.
That's what you specialize in?
Producing the podcast.
Nice.
And watching anime.
Ayo, nice.
So let's do Kevin's top 10 anime seasons. This is not seasons. Specific seasons. This is shows in general that I like to. I've watched and I suggest.
Can you imagine if you had to do top 10 seasons?
I've never seen One Piece, but I feel like I'd like it.
Mm.
So it's not going to be on this list. Right. So if you're a One Piece fan, don't get your hopes up.
Then get out of here. What are you doing?
Stay. Hear me out.
Stay.
And if you haven't watched any of these, I highly suggest it.
There you go. All right, baby. And you're going to have to explain briefly each anime except for one. And you know which one.
Well, I don't know. Some people might not know it.
Can I have a countdown for
starting from 10?
Okay.
And these are my personal preference. I kind of just roughly put these together. They're not necessarily in exact order because sometimes I like some aspects of certain ones more than others, but they're definitely in a order of ones that I like a lot to ones that I like a frick ton.
Number 10
is really close to my heart. It's something that I watched as a kid, and I recently rewatched, and it still holds up. It's Digimon,
digital monsters.
Well, you can't get over that intro. Digimon are the champions.
It's more iconic than the show was popular.
Right?
You know?
Right? And you know, that's the thing about Digimon, is it really lived in the Pokemon limelight.
Mm-hmm, right.
And it still did really well. And if you rewatch it, it's actually really good. Like, even for an adult watching it, it's like, wow, it's clearly made for kids, but it's still fun to watch. Now,
awesome.
When I rewatched it, I think I've only watched like the first two seasons, and I didn't get too far into it, but like, it was still kind of cool to watch. I mean, it's cheesy, it's dubbed weird,
right?
But still fun. I enjoy it.
We were just talking about Digimon this weekend. I just remember.
Yeah,
that.
We totally were, weren't we? I totally forgot about
that. Yeah, I don't remember exactly what we were talking about, but. Anyways,
I think it was probably like a Vine came up where Digimon was in it, and we're just talking about it.
Yeah, because all you Vine heads, not vinyl heads.
That was as bad as the other joke.
I'm full of them, baby. Number 9.
Just gonna put that with a peanut butter and jelly. Number 9 is Death Note.
Oh boy.
So
I didn't even
explain Digimon. Digimon is we'll skip it.
True.
If you don't know Digimon, you don't know it.
Digimon, get out of here.
Death Note is the story of this kid who is super smart, and he gets given this book by this creature, and
gross.
If he writes anyone's name in the book, they die.
Hmm.
And
he strategically
uses the book to fight crime.
Nice.
And then over time, gets super power hungry with it and is willing to kill off. Like, it gets pretty dark.
Oh.
And then the conclusion of it is amazing. Like,
nice.
The show is really good. And it doesn't, like, so some shows, they'll just drag on and on. Like Digimon.
Oh, yeah.
It drags, after, like, season two, it drags on and on and on and just becomes this obscure thing that's just too much.
It's more like a
and
sitcom.
Death Note, They actually end it properly. Like, it doesn't... It's kind of like
story,
how Breaking Bad ended properly.
Right.
But it's really cool. It's a cool idea that, like, there's this magical book that you could write someone's name in. And, like, it gets more detailed. Like, he figures out that, like, if you write their name and a place and a time, they die when that happens. Like, these conditions are met.
Wow.
So it's really interesting.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah. It's kind of like a mystery thriller.
Okay. Like the whole, like the arc of the whole show.
Right. The point of the viewer knows he's the main bad guy. And like, he's such a smart person that like the main good guy, it's flopped. Mm. Like how in Infinity War, the main protagonist is, Thanos. Like the whole movie follows Thanos's journey of getting all the Infinity Gems and all that, and by the end of it, the antagonist really of the movie is Thor. I'm really getting into this, but anyway, the protagonist is the bad guy and the antagonist is the good guy. Whoa. So like you're really rooting for the bad guy to win, but by the end of it, like, it's just so convoluted, and, like, this kid is so smart that the good guys hire him to help them find the bad guy, and it's really cool.
Wow. Speaking of Breaking Bad, it kind of sounds like Breaking Bad, like, where you're rooting for the bad guy, and he's very smart. And
exactly. Yep.
Anyways, plays out very similar. Number 8
is a Netflix original that came out last year, and they got renewed for a second season the day that it came out. Which is amazing. Wow. And then when the second season came out, they got renewed for the third season the day it came out. It's just that popular. It's Castlevania. It's based off the video game series. And the first two seasons just kind of gives the backstory of... I believe Richard Belmont. Oh man,
the main character though.
I'm so bad with names. We're always bad with names on this show. But it's one of the I don't want to say original Belmonts, but like an older Belmont, and then just fighting some demons, and there's a lot of cool magic, a lot of cool animation. The animation is absolutely beautiful on this show. Oh my gosh. The next show, the animation's absolutely beautiful as well. That's
cool. What is Belmont? Is that the castle or is that the town that they're in?
Belmont is the main family of like vampire hunters, like people who specialize in hunting Dracula specifically.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And the first season, they don't deal much with actual Dracula. Like, Dracula is more of like a lingering big bad. Versus the second season, they're like straight up like in combat with Dracula. Like the main goal is to kill Dracula. Wow. So
that's cool.
But if anybody knows Castlevania lore very much, Dracula is very hard to kill.
Nice. I do not.
It's kind of violent. They swear a lot, but it's still an amazing, amazing show. There's a lot of jokes in it. They do a great job. The main character, the Belmont, is kind of like a comic relief as well as the main character, so that's kind of cool. And then like each of the characters has like their own cool niche. Like one character specializes in magic. One is, I don't want to give too much away.
Okay.
Each character has own niche. I'll end it there.
Okay. Number 7.
Samurai Champloo. I hope I'm saying that right. Champloo. Anyway, this show, the animation is absolutely amazing. It follows the journey of this girl and her two, I want to say paid bodyguards who turn out to be more her friends than her paid bodyguards. One is like this really cool martial artist who, he like has a very unconventional fighting style, and they're both samurais. One is like your unconventional fighting style that he's just kind of wild. Reminds me a lot of like a controlled drunken boxing.
Okay.
Like he'll just like swing his legs like crazy, and like he'll like do every dirty trick he can to win the fight. And then the other one is like your traditional samurai who's got like a little bit of a dark past, and he like follows by the book and like honors everything. And they're both just completely matched in like their fighting styles. Like not one is better than the other. And they like the animation is so amazing. Like it feels like when you're watching it, it feels like an actual crazy fight, even though it's completely unrealistic because it's an anime.
That's cool.
But it's like their journey through Japan. And I'd love to tell more about these every single one of these shows stories, but I don't want to give anything away to anybody who actually wants to watch it.
Right.
I highly recommend it. It's just absolutely beautiful. The story's great, and if you like anime where they fight more realistically, like magic isn't involved. Kind of reminds me of Afro Samurai.
Oh yeah,
if you've ever seen that, yeah, it's very similar. I think maybe similar artist. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that much into it.
That would be interesting to know. Number six.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I've talked about this one on the show,
Matt knows
about it a little bit, and it's just this show that just gets more and more convoluted, and I don't want to say it plays off the trope of anime where it just gets more and more bizarre, but it plays its name very well. It's funny because the characters always like they'll be falling down in slow motion, and it'll be like for some reason like a 30-second fall, and the entire fall they're just like explaining what just happened in their head. And if you ever think that a character has outsmarted another character, you are dead wrong, because the other character has thought of like 10 other ways they can defeat him. And then the same character who had outsmarted the first character has thought of 10 ways to outsmart those 10 ways.
Yeah.
And it just gets more and more insane. It's great to follow the story. The story actually follows a character named JoJo, who's like names acronymed into JoJo, and everybody just calls him JoJo. And then as the show goes on, you actually start following his grandson, whose nickname is JoJo, and the show goes on and on from there. So
nice. Yeah, very cool. Number five.
Fairy Tail. Fairy Tail is one of those shows. It's a lot like, I don't know if you know Bleach or anything like that, but
I've heard of that.
It has a ridiculous amount of main characters. It's about a guild called Fairy Tail. And when you're in Fairy Tail, you basically have guild rights and can do jobs and stuff like that. And usually what the show, like every character has like their quirk or their niche where they like a character will specialize in fire, or one character will specialize in summoning other magical creatures to fight for them. And it just, everybody's got their own little thing.
Nice.
And
that's cool.
There are tons of characters, and every time they fight someone, that person is just added to the roster of characters.
So it's just an ever-growing cast.
They become a good guy, and they're helping them fight the next new bad guy.
Nice. And, like, the bad guys keep growing in strength, and it get harder and harder.
Exactly.
Nice.
Yep. And then so do the people. They're always bettering themselves. So.
Right. Number four.
Number four is a classic. If you don't know this, you don't know anime. It's Dragon Ball Z. This is the show Matt was talking about earlier.
Yes.
I rank Dragon Ball Z a little low on my list because there's a lot of filler in it. There's a lot of chit-chat. The show is really cool. I recently watched the Broly movie, which was awesome.
Nice. I
haven't watched Dragon Ball Super that much.
Yeah, that's right. That was past. Well, there was one after Dragon Ball Z, wasn't there?
Dragon Ball GT, but that is no longer canon. They actually kicked Dragon Ball GT out of the canon spectrum.
Wow. I didn't know you could just do that.
So Dragon Ball Z follows a main character called Goku and his battle with other extremely powerful beings across the universe, and they specialize this magical energy called ki, where they use it to like make magical beams on their hand, and they use it to fly. Well, they don't really use the ki to fly. I guess ki is part of flying, but it's happy thoughts. It's always happy thoughts, just like Peter Pan. I don't know. It main characters just get exponentially stronger. The more you heard the main race in the show is called a Saiyan, and the more you heard a Saiyan, the stronger they get. So it's
yeah. You've seen Dragon Ball Z. You've heard of it.
Yes. We're moving on.
Number three,
Hunter x Hunter. Hunter x Hunter is a great show. Another one of those shows where, the more you see a character. Like, there's so many characters with so many unique, like, little things that they do. But this show is interesting because it's really all over the place. Like, it really reminds me of, like, a Dungeons & Dragons adventure in anime form. Where, like, the characters are just these loopy, like, crazy background storied characters who have so much depth.
Nice. That's cool.
It's a little similar to Fairy Tail, but the characters definitely have a lot more depth. And basically what the gist of it is that there are these people called hunters who explore the world for treasure, fame, or just to fight because they want to fight. And hunters can be evil. They could be good. It just really like has that high fantasy feel without having like... It's more of a modern touch versus like Dungeons and Dragons is more like a high fantasy set in like medieval times. More modern time. Huh. Like they have video game systems and cars and boats and.
Nice. That's cool. Number two.
This is one that I've just been obsessed with lately. And whenever a new season comes out, I love to watch it. It's My Hero Academia. It takes place in a world where I believe like 80% of the population has superpowers, literal superpowers. Everybody is either a superhero or a supervillain or a pedestrian. And the main character is a character who does not have a superpower. And his whole life has just been trying to figure out if he did have a superpower, what it is, and how to get it to activate. And in a world where most of the people have superpowers, it's kind of hard to not be somebody who has superpowers. Mm, yeah. And he through some ways gets superpowers.
Whoa!
And I know if that's a spoiler to you, you clearly did not watch the intro to the show because it clearly shows he has superpowers. In the intro. Nice. But oh my god, this show is so cool. Each character has what's called a literal quirk is their superpower, and each season like each character like hones their superpower. Like it's the journey of children like learning to master their superpower, which is just so cool because they can go so in depth and they get very creative in how to use the superpowers. And this is another one of those shows where the cast is literally hundreds of characters.
Oh my God.
Like every single episode there, if they're not building off a character, they've introduced at least sometimes in an episode, they'll introduce like 20 to literally 100 characters.
Oh my gosh.
And like it, they go to like a kind of like a university where they teach them to be better superheroes so that they can defeat villains and keep the pedestrians safe and all that. And they have other schools and sometimes in other classes in their own school. So they'll introduce another class from their school as a group of like 20, 30 kids. And at first you'll see like a bunch of them and you'll be like, oh my God, that kid looks weird. I wonder what his power is. And then like three episodes later, all of a sudden that kid becomes like a main character and you get to see their powers. And they always do a great job. Like explaining what people's powers are, because there's literally so many characters, you get them like confused and everything.
Right, right. I can only imagine. Number one.
Number one is an amazing show. I've only watched the second edition of it. There's two of it. Okay, so it's called Full Metal Alchemist. If you haven't heard of it, I highly suggest it. But I'm getting it is I've watched Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, which is a remake of Full Metal Alchemist. It gets very confusing that they did that. But what Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood is they just kind of cut out some of the filler and they made the animation 10 times more beautiful.
Huh, nice. That's cool.
And what it is that it's this universe where alchemy is practiced. And through like these symbols and like ancient practices, they can turn things into other things, just like through alchemy.
Huh.
And the main character can turn metal into other shapes and stuff like that. He tends to like make stone into like a spear or like a weapon that he can wield. And in this child's early childhood, their mother dies and these two brothers research alchemy and they find this thing, this magical stone that is thought to be able to bring back the dead.
Oh,
and they go to use it to bring back their mother from the dead.
Oh, yeah.
And that he ends up killing his brother and destroying half of his body.
Oh, boy.
And it, there's a lot more to it, right. But I'm just going to leave it at that. There's a lot. This is another one of those shows where there's a ton of characters. If you haven't noticed a theme of what I like.
A bunch of characters.
There's a ton of characters who have a ton of different abilities, and each one specializes in something. Oh, my God. I'm like a broken record. This show ends phenomenally. There's nice. A ton of like.
How many seasons are there?
Oh, my gosh. Put me on the spot. I think there's like two or three.
No,
or it might be just one really big one. Sorry if I don't know that off the top of my head.
That's fine.
But it's absolutely phenomenal. If you don't even like anime, you probably will like this show.
Nice. Cool. Top 10 animes, baby.
Woo.
Did you wipe your sweat off your brow?
Yeah. Woo. Just done talking here.
All I can say is, what happened to The Last Airbender?
Oh my God, I can, 1.2 is Avatar The Last Airbender. I'd get into that, but that's for another episode. Oh my gosh, why didn't you tell me about that?
I just thought about it as we were going through these.
Like I said, this was a soft list. I could do another top 10 some other time, but.
Yeah. Did you watch the sequel to The Last Airbender?
You mean Legend of Korra?
Yes, yeah.
I watched the first season of Legend of Korra, started watching the second season, and then stopped.
I thought it had two seasons, right? It only had two seasons. I thought the last season of that show was really good.
No, it's had three seasons, I believe, and they're actually still. No, they're not.
I think they're done.
I don't know. I'm not caught up. I wouldn't know. But the second season got really into like the spirit part of being a Avatar, and I didn't really get into that much.
Yeah, it was cool.
I should watch it. I should force myself to sit down and watch it.
Yeah, it's it ends. It ends very very. Like grandiose, you know, like it was cool. Anyways, let's move on to Kevin's weekly baby.
What I'm thinking is we have spent so much time and we're gonna skip Kevin's weekly app.
Okay.
Kevin's app of the week.
Okay, that's cool. Do you want to wrap it up?
I told you I was gonna talk about it later, but I was gonna talk about the app that I use to walk dogs. And I guess I'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, we'll save that. Cool. All right, man.
Eating up a lot of time today.
Well, thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it. If you really like the show, you can give us a subscription. And if you love the show, give us a rate and review. And just go out and share it with one person. If you like the show, tell somebody about it. That helps us out tremendously.
Talk about it.
You can check out our Facebook page if you just search for Brackets. If you have any questions or any segment ideas, you can email us at bracketspodcast@gmail.com. You can find the show on Twitter at BracketsBoys. That's BRACKETSBOYS. And you can find me on Twitter. at Quant Matt, baby.
Hey, you added that in. I like it. I'm on Twitter at KG Sauer and Instagram at Podcast Kevin. You can follow me on SoulLearn. A link to my profiles in the show notes. I haven't been on SoulLearn a lot, Matt. I have not.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I don't lie to the viewers, except for when they ask me to. And to those of you who already subscribed to the show, thank you. That helps us so much. That helps the show get recognized. It helps us grow and helps make more of this beautiful show. If you want to help the show grow even more, you can donate something as little as $1. Really help the show out grow tremendously. Check it out at anchor.fm/brackets. Link will be in the description. You can also check out our Patreon. We haven't really added much to that, but if you would like bonus video content, email us. Let us know, and we will help you enjoy more brackets.
We'll hook you up, baby.
We will hook you up, specifically you.
All right, dude. See you later.
Have a good one, Matt.
All right. I was kind of losing my train there. Okay, guys, thank God. Kevin's gone. I can talk to you in private now. And he can't hear me, and I know that for a fact. So let's talk about where this podcast is going, okay? Kevin's gone. I think you guys know that. I'm going to edge him out slowly. But guys, don't say anything to Kevin, okay? This has got to be our secret. In the next, I don't know, maybe 20, 25 episodes, I'm going to start just giving it to Kevin, okay? And you guys gotta just let it happen, all right, guys? So here we go. Oh, I think I hear Kevin coming back. Okay. Shh, shh. What's up? No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, I had to go to the bathroom again.